Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Simon Gear is a climatologist and a national authority on global warming and green issues. I think he's avoided speaking to us for some time because he knows I panic any time we get to a little bit of cold weather. I'm not so good at it, and apparently it's looming even with a little bit of rain. We're not talking about that, but you know, I'm going to sneak it in anyway. Simon Gear, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very, very well, thanks. Nice to chat to you again. It's actually a nice, mild day today. So.
It is, isn't it? When I came into studio early this morning, I couldn't believe how pleasant it was. But we are expecting some rain. Is that something unusual?
You know, one of those sort of miffy, cold frontal days tomorrow. But it's not going to be as frosty as it was when the last time we had that really, really cold spell, I think, sort of late last week.
Yeah, that was
terrible. But there is a little bit of rain expected sort of late morning tomorrow as the cold front comes through.
And is that unusual? Because I know we always are shocked by these things, but actually, if you look at the stats, we do get a little bit of wet weather.
In June, July, but they're usually sort of a couple of mils of rain. It's not, you know, like when we have big convective thunderstorms that you get.
Right.
20 or 30 millimeters. When I look at the long-term stats for anywhere on the high belt,
Oh, Simon, the line is doing all sorts of wobbly things. Can you just move around just a little bit and see if we can get it any clearer?
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Simon Gear, let's see if that is any better now.
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Perfect. All right, let's just talk about the winter solstice. Is this a construct or is this something real?
No, it's something real. So this is just that period where obviously our days get progressively shorter through winter. This is the period where the day that it gets, it's the shortest, and then our days start getting gradually longer as we move back out into our summer.
So why is it that effectively it should be the middle, smack bang the middle of winter, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is, basically. What is a construct is this idea that we start spring. On the winter solstice. That's actually ridiculous. July is definitely the coldest.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, because if this is the middle of winter, why is it that often July is colder than June, for example?
Because we're starting from a colder base. You know, so obviously we have residual warmth through May, and you know we're having winter systems moving into a summer system through May, and then by June we're probably in a proper winter setup, and then through July we are sort of firmly still, you know, winter following winter, and then that gradually eases as we move into August.
All right, and I'm going to ask you the same question that I've been trying to figure out for ages, is why is it, and I might even have asked it before, but I'm just not very bright at these things, why is it that when the sun rises in the mornings in winter, it is often colder than before the sunrise?
Well, it takes a little while for the sun's rays to actually warm where you are. And so, in fact, the minimum temperature is usually round about 15 to 20 minutes after sunrise, not because the sun has actually done anything, but that essentially from the moment of sunset, from about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the temperatures begin to decrease, and they carry on decreasing right the way through until the sun has a chance to start warming that area again. And so that typically only happens, as I said, about 20 minutes after sunrise.
Right, and that would be that reason. So the winter solstice happens what date?
21st, 22nd is typically when it's given. It's, you know, there's sometimes slight variation in that, just by the nature of the orbit and so on. But it's always this sort of time, and then summer solstice, 21st, 22nd of December.
And yep, and that is the next period. Simon Gear, thank you as always for chatting to us. It is 8:27. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.